Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, beloved, and welcome to Set Free Live. I'm Apostle Deborah Taylor, and it is a blessing to be with you this morning. We do praise and thank God for His loving kindness, His tender mercy, and His goodness. We're just blessed of the Lord to be able to be on the line this morning. We thank God for you all listening to us. Praise God. Set Free Life is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries. Praise God. This is a ministry that encourages women to embrace the call of God on their life. Praise God. And we thank God for what He's doing for us. Amen. If you want to know more about Women of Power Ministries, we invite you to visit our website at www.wopministries.org. God is doing great things for the ministry. We thank the Lord for that. And I'm very, very excited about a resource that we have. A few years ago, the Lord allowed me to write a book entitled The Dawning of a New Day. And we're in the process now of converting that into an e-book format. It will be available in e-format. In other words, you'll be able to get it on your iPad and all these little e-readers. We're very, very excited about that. And so we will be sharing more information about The Dawning of a New Day. Praise God, you can get it in print form. If you would like to get that book, I encourage you to do so. It's a very inspiring testimonial type book that the Lord gave me to write. Amen. Some experiences that we went through dealing with the spirit of witchcraft and how that spirit will affect your life if you're not careful. And we experienced that for some 19 years. Amen. And didn't really understand the effects of that spirit. And so I encourage you to get that book. It's a very, very good book. It's not hard to read at all. Amen. It was very difficult to write, but we thank God for the opportunity to be able to share. Amen. So that men and women can be freed by the power of God. Praise God. If you would like more information on The Dawning of a New Day, visit our website, www.wopministries.org, and go to our ministry resource page. You'll have the information there. You can order it directly. We'll be glad to ship it out to you immediately. Amen. We're getting ready to go back into the Word of the Lord this morning. Amen. We're doing a teaching on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Amen. And this has been such an encouragement to us. Praise God. We thank God for this teaching and what God is doing through it. Praise God. Now, our theme scripture for this segment of teaching is 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 4 through 11. These scriptures outline all of the gifts of the Spirit. Amen. They're different gifts. Amen. One Holy Spirit, one Lord, one God. Amen. God the Father. Let me put it that way. God the Son and God the Holy Ghost. Praise God. Three in one. Amen. And what we mean by that, don't mean to get into the doctrine of oneness or anything like that. But we know that we have the Father. We have Jesus and we have the Holy Ghost. Now they act as one. Three distinct persons. Persons in the Godhead, amen, but they walk in unity, praise God. But we thank God for the flowing of the Holy Ghost. We thank God for the move of the Holy Ghost, amen, and the gifts of the Spirit that are in operation. They should be in operation in our lives and in our fellowships. One thing I want to say, we're talking about the gift of prophecy, and we're going to pray in a moment. One thing I would like to say, beloved, we want the gifts to be in operation in our fellowships, in our churches, in our ministries. And whenever we're hindered from that or we don't see the move of God in the gifts, amen, amen, praise God, it would be very difficult for God to flow freely. And we want the Spirit of the Lord to be in operation in our ministries. And so we don't want to hinder the flow of the anointing or the flow of God, however He wants to move. Amen. Now, God is a God of order. We're going to talk about some things out of 1 Corinthians 14, amen, dealing with this particularly because we know that God does everything decent and in order. Praise God. So I'm encouraging you to allow the Lord to move. Amen. Let Him move in your ministries, in your churches, and allow the people of God to, amen, grab a hold to this word, amen, so that the gifts can be in operation freely, so God can complete the work in us that he wants to do. Father, we thank you for this time of fellowship and sharing in your word. Father, we ask as we go into your word this morning that you would anoint your word, anoint every listener. Father God, you take this word down deep in our heart. Don't let it slip from us, Father. Father, help us today to grab a hold and help us, God, to be sensitive to your spirit. Help us not to quench you in any kind of way, Father. Lord, we thank you now. We thank you for the move of your spirit. We thank you for every listener today. Want you to bless, Lord God, and strengthen. We thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Now, just before we get started, we would like to encourage you, amen, to call in if you have a comment or question. Praise God. We will take time toward the end, amen, to recognize our callers. If time permits, praise the Lord. Our call-in number, 718-664-9578. And, of course, if you're not able to listen to us live, we always have on demand, amen. You can listen in at any time, praise God, and we just pray that you'll be blessed by the word of the Lord. We're going to the scripture now, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 4 down through 11. Amen. The scripture says, now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, and there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord, and there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit withal. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit, to another faith by the same Spirit, to another the gifts of healing by the same Spirit, to another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another divers kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues. But all these worketh that one and self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. So we know again, beloved, that the Lord, amen, will use the gifts in us and through us to perform miracles, amen, healings, gift of tongues, to interpretation of tongues, word of wisdom, word of knowledge, gift of prophecy, all of these things, discerning of spirits, all of these gifts flow in the body of Christ, and it edifies us, it encourages us, and it builds up the church, praise the Lord. Now, we've been talking about the gift of prophecy, and we know that the gift of prophecy is different from the office of the prophet, and we may do a teaching on the fivefold ministry gifts later on, but we're talking particularly about these gifts, praise the Lord. And I want to go over to 1 Corinthians chapter 14. We want to talk about the order, amen, and how this gifting is regulated in the body. And the scripture gives us wisdom on what to do, amen, and how to flow, amen, according to the word of God. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 14, beginning at, let's see, let's go over to, let's start with verse 26. It says, how is it then, brethren, when ye come together, every one of you hath a psalm, hath a doctrine, hath a tongue, hath a revelation, hath an interpretation. Let all things be done unto edifying. If any man speak in an unknown tongue, let it be by two, or at the most by three, and that by course. And let one interpret. Now, let me just stop right here because I remember even as a child growing up in our church, praise the Lord, we had those in our congregation that was anointed in this area for the gift of tongues and interpretation. And so this scripture is saying that if one speaks in an unknown tongue, let it be by two or at the most by three, and that by course, that means in order. Praise God. And then it says, and let one interpret. So basically, if you have one person that is begins to give a message in tongues, amen, someone else will interpret. Now, there have been times when I have seen the same person interpret when there's no other interpretation. Amen. And it says, by two or the most by three. And we never saw when it came to a message in tongues interpretation, more than three in a service or at a time. Amen. Because, again, God is a God of order, and this is what the scripture is talking about. This is how you avoid confusion. You avoid getting into arenas that you should not get into. Now, verse 28 says this, but if there be no interpreter, now this is when there is a gift of tongue and there's no interpreter, okay, let him keep silent in the church and let him speak to himself and to God. Again, we have seen this happen as well when the Lord would give a message and, amen, God would want to speak, but if the one that has the interpretation doesn't give it and the one that speaks in tongues doesn't have the interpretation, he or she is to remain silent. I mean, in the beginning, just pray to the Lord. Now, verse 29 says, let the prophet speak two or three, and let the other judge. Now, we also, as prophets, amen, and those that flow in the gift of prophecy, you must allow the prophecy to be judged, amen, because God, this is how we keep order. Amen. We're not islands to ourselves. We must be very, very careful when we're flowing in the gifts that we stay in the anointing. Amen. And we subject ourselves to leadership. We subject ourselves to be judged. Amen. To make sure that that word that's coming forth is from the Lord. And the Lord will confirm the word. Amen. You will know when it's a message from the Lord. Praise God. As well as when it's not from God. So this says, let the prophet speak two or three, and let the other judge. If anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace. For ye may all prophesy one by one, that all may learn and all may be comforted. Yeah, I've been in fellowships and services where, amen, God would give a word, one word after another, amen, where, but it was done in order, praise God, and a lot of churches or fellowships that I'm aware of, they will allow, if someone has a prophetic word or gift of prophecy, they'll go to the microphone and they'll get on that microphone and they'll speak what the Lord is giving. Amen. And we ought to be able to do that. Get on the microphone or have it recorded. Praise God. If anything were to come up, you ought to be able to pull that word up. If anything is found to not be right, then we must get it. We must get it right. Praise God. This is how we stay accountable. Praise God. Because we want to be accountable to the body, to God. Praise the Lord. And if a word is given and it is shown that it doesn't come from God or it doesn't come to pass, we know simply that word was not from God. Praise God. So this is how we stay clear. Amen. We stay accountable. And in the body, we must be accountable. Praise God. Amen. We must never get to where we get to a point where, well, I'm a prophet of God or I'm a teacher of God and what I say is straight from God and you will listen to me. I demand this and I've heard that and that is not the right spirit, beloved. Amen. God is a God of love. He's a God of order. Praise God. And so we must make sure, amen, we stay in the realm of the Spirit of God, the Holy Spirit, not in flesh. Praise God. It's easy to fall over into flesh and get into trouble. Amen. So keep yourself accountable. Praise God to leadership. Amen. Now let me read a little more here. It says, if anything be revealed to another that sitteth by, let the first hold his peace. Verse 30, verse 31, for ye may all prophesy one by one, again, that all may learn and all may be comforted. Verse 32 says, and the spirits of the prophets are subject to the prophets. Praise God. Very, very important. Praise the Lord. For God is not the author of confusion, but of peace, as in all churches of the saints. And this is very, very powerful, powerful scripture, because we want to keep peace in the body of Christ. We want to, amen, make sure and ensure, praise the Lord, that peace is followed, amen, and that confusion does not set in, amen, because when we see confusion, we're going to see other work. We're going to see things that's not from God. Praise God. So I would admonish you, amen, if the Lord uses you in the gift of prophecy to make sure that you digest this chapter. Praise God, all of these chapters from chapter 11 through 14. Amen, get in the word, follow the word of God, do what the word says. Amen, don't go out on your own, don't go out on tangents, praise the Lord. Stay in the realm of the Spirit, stay in the word of God. Allow the Holy Spirit, amen, to lead, to guide, amen, to direct you. Praise God. Be sensitive to the Lord, amen, and follow what Jesus did. Jesus did nothing that what his Father, amen, directed him to do. So when we follow this word, amen, when we preach this word, praise the Lord, God will confirm and validate his word. He does not move outside of his word, beloved. You must realize that God does nothing outside of his word. Praise the Lord. And we want to stay in the realm of the Spirit, and we want to stay in the word of God, the gift of prophecy. Praise God. Now, 1 Corinthians 5, chapter 5, verse 20. I want to read that scripture here. Praise God. First Thessalonians, chapter 5, verse 20. Praise the Lord. Again, give me a minute to get over there. My pages want to stick on me this morning. Praise the Lord. Okay. It says, despise not prophesyings. Okay, very, very simple scripture. Despise not prophesyings. Some pastors and ministers do not want the gift of prophecy to function in their churches because they cannot personally control it. When dealing with the supernatural, there is a certain element of danger involved, which is true with so many things. For example, driving an automobile, flying a plane, all of these things can be dangerous. But when the gifts of the Spirit are not functioning properly, they can be dangerous to the church. You can have a fire in the basement of a building, but as long as the fire is inside the furnace, there's no problem. Should that fire be outside the furnace and in the center of the room, you're going to have trouble. And it's the same, though it's the same fire, is in the wrong place. Praise God, and that's very true. Praise the Lord. We know wood and a stove, if it's in the stove, it's going to give heat to that stove. Praise God, but put that wood outside the stove and put it on the floor and burn it, you're going to have a catastrophe on your hands. Praise God. So the gifts of the Spirit have a proper place and a proper time. Amen. To function best, they should function at the place and at that place and at that time. Amen. In other words, when the anointing of the Lord is moving and the Lord wishes to move, we must allow the Lord to do what he wants to do. Amen. I'm sure that we have been in services where, amen, the Lord will want to move or speak and it's not allowed. The Spirit of the Lord, the Holy Spirit is quenched or hindered from moving, and that can grieve the Holy Ghost. Praise God. So we must allow the Lord again to move and do what he wants to do. Praise God. Now, Romans 12 and 6, it says, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. So if a person prophesies things that does not come to pass, and we just talked about that, he is speaking beyond his faith and he should stop. Praise God. The Apostle Paul wrote these words to Timothy. He said, stir up the gift of God, which is in thee. 2 Timothy 1 and 6. Amen. So he was telling Timothy, there is gifts in you, son. Stir them up. Allow the Lord to stir them so that God can use you. We need the gifts in operation. Praise God. But when we see, amen, a word spoken again and it does not come to pass or it's not from God, we must be silent. Praise God. You know when the anointing is not on something. And this is why, leaders, we must be careful. We must be sensitive to God. Praise the Lord. Because the Holy Ghost will direct, he will lead, and he will guide us. Praise God. If someone gets off, the Lord will give us how to get things back on track that we can continue to move. Praise God. So that, amen, the service of the Lord is not hindered. And so that everything that God wants to do will be done. Amen. Praise God. Recognize this, beloved, that every time we gather, amen, in a service, God wants to move. Praise God. God wants to, he has something to say. Amen. He has a word for us. Amen. And I don't know about you, but when I go to the house of the Lord, I go for the express purpose of the Lord moving. I go for the express purpose of edifying, glorifying, and magnifying, lifting up the name of the Lord. I go with the heart, with my mindset, amen, for God to be God and his will to be done. Praise God. No two services are alike. Amen. When we allow the Lord to move, he'll move in awesome ways. Praise God. He's a diverse God. Praise the Lord. And I love that about God because you never know what he's going to do. It's just like when we come before him in prayer. daily and reading the Word, studying the Word. We never know what he's going to say. Praise God. But he always has something to say, something to share. The Bible says that his mercies are new every morning. Praise God. So in our sharing and in our coming before God and in our seeking the face of God, praise God, in our just fellowshipping with the Lord, praise God, we can experience so much. Amen. There's so much that we can experience. Amen. When we get in the presence of God, this is why walking in the realm of the Spirit is so exciting. Amen. And it's something that we don't want to miss. We don't want to waste time in flesh. We don't want to waste time in carnality. We don't want the enemy to suck up our time and suck up, glory to God, even suck our anointing or pull our anointing away, praise God. We want to stay in the realm of the Spirit. Amen. And oftentimes we'll be in high services and the Lord will move and then we come home, praise God, and we get into television, we get in all kinds of crazy things and it just takes away from what God has done. So we want to keep your atmosphere, amen, the realm of the Holy Spirit, keep it fresh, praise God. Keep your life to where God, amen, can speak at any given moment. Do what he needs to do in your life, beloved. This is why the gifts are so important. It keeps us edified, amen. You know, the apostles went from house to house, amen, breaking bread, fellowshipping. They continually gave themselves to the Word. I read this yesterday, where they continually gave themselves to the Word, amen, to prayer. Praise God. They stayed in an atmosphere where God could use them, amen, because they had to, first of all, be the examples that God has set, amen. There was so much that God was doing during this time, and there's so much God is doing now. Praise God. We don't have time, beloved, amen, to allow the enemy to take us away from what God wants to do. And I just want to stop and just encourage, amen, ministers, leaders, apostles, prophets, amen, ministers of the gospel, to make sure that we stay in the realm where God wants us to stay in, amen, and we stay edified, and that we continue to seek the face of God. Get rhema from the Lord. These studies and this program and other ministry programs, amen, that's on by way of radio, television, amen, it takes time. You must pray. Get before the Lord to hear what the Lord is saying. Praise God. God wants to give a right now word, a rhema word to the people. And I believe that these teachings are for that purpose, to build us up, to encourage us, amen, to keep us again in the realm of the Spirit. Praise the Lord. So the gift of prophecy is given to edify, to exhort, to encourage, to bring comfort. Praise the Lord. Those three things the gift of prophecy does, amen, edifies, amen, exhorts, and comforts, amen, builds up. Praise God, encourages, amen, all of that, amen, is a part of the gift of prophecy. Praise God. And we're going to talk about diverse kinds of tongues, praise God, because the scripture mentions diverse kinds of tongues, amen. Now, this is a supernatural utterance in tongues that are unknown to the speaker, but we know known to God. It's an unknown language. Again, 1 Corinthians chapter 14 really goes in depth about the speaking of tongues, praise God. And so we want to encourage you again to read that chapter thoroughly. You know, after the broadcast, just go back and read that chapter. Praise the Lord. Now, it was supplied. The word unknown in 1 Corinthians 14, amen, means that it was not in the original Greek because it was in italics, but it was supplied by the translators to make sense and to express the idea that tongues are unknown to speakers, unknown to us. When we speak in tongues, we don't know what we're saying in the natural. We are talking in the Holy Ghost, praise God. The idea never was that they were not real languages spoken by someone in the universe. Tongues may be that of men or angels. And you can read about that in 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 3. It may sound to the hearers that it is not a real language being spoken, but it demonstrates, praise God, it demonstrates ignorance for anyone to argue this, for there are many hundreds of languages and dialects, and many of them do not sound like real language, and that's true. Amen. When you're talking about other tongues under other languages, you can hear something and say, what is that? But that is really a language, and praying in tongues is a language. It's a heavenly language given by God, given by the Holy Spirit. Praise God. Amen. Now, so the gift of tongues, that diversity or diverse kinds of tongues is the gift of tongues. Praise God. Now, this is different from praying in your heavenly language on a personal level. Praising God. There are times when we pray in the Holy Ghost. Amen. And we're praying between us and God, and we're just praising God. There's not a message. God's not giving a message per se. We're just praying in the Holy Spirit. And the Bible talks about that we should do that. We build up our most holy faith praying in the Holy Ghost. We should do that daily. Amen. We should pray in tongues. Amen. We should praise in tongues. Amen. You can sing in tongues. Praise God. The more you pray in the Holy Ghost, the more your spirit will be edified. Amen. I know people that, amen, praise God, they pray in the Holy Ghost all the time. And you can tell their life is so enriched and fruitful because, amen, by doing that, their spirit man is edified. But God will also edify you in the natural. There have been times when we've prayed, and I've been praying, amen, praying in the Holy Ghost, and then the Lord will begin to give me how to pray in the natural. Praise God, because the Holy Ghost knows how to pray. He knows what's needed. We don't know a lot of times, beloved, but God does. And when we tap into the Holy Ghost, praise God, the Holy Spirit will pray on our behalf. He will intercede for us with groanings, the Bible says in Romans 8, that cannot be uttered. Praise the Lord. So the diverse kinds of tongues is the gift of tongues. Praise the Lord. That is what this gift is all about. Praise God. Now, so diverse are various kinds of tongues. It's a gift, and it's used for public ministry. It is a sign gift from God, a distinguishing gift that does something very particular. Now, 1 Corinthians 14:22 says this, wherefore tongues are for a sign, not to them that believe, but to them that believe not. For prophesying serves not for them that believe not, but for them which believe. In other words, tongues is for a sign to the unbeliever to stir him on the inside. And you know, when the gifts are in operation and people do not know the Lord and they're there and God begins to speak, they're amazed because they know, how did you know that? Who gave you that? It came from God. Something that we do not know, praise God. A lot of times we flow in the gifts, amen, and they're believers, and that's wonderful. But when we can go out in the public and God begin to speak and God begin to move, amen, to prove himself to that one he's wanting to reach, where the convicting power of God is there, amen, to pull that one in, amen, he will use us in the gifts in various ways, praise God, just to let people know that God is real and God really is real. Amen. We know that. The Spirit of the Lord is real. Amen. Praise God. So speaking with tongues as the Holy Spirit gives utterance is a unique ministry that has not been used in other dispensations. And that's true because as of the day of Pentecost, amen, when the Holy Ghost began to fall, amen, then these gifts begin to really be in operation fluently, as we see. And over time, we've grown more and more, and we're still growing. We're ever learning, amen, coming into the knowledge of God. Praise the Lord. My time is about gone for today. Praise the Lord. We're going to stop right here. Pick up on this diverse kinds of tongues on our next broadcast. Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you for those that have listened in. We ask, God, that you would take us further in your word. Hide us, God, in your word even the more. Keep us stirred and keep us encouraged. Keep us built up, Father God. We thank you for what you're doing. Thank you for the encouraging of the Lord. Oh, God, be our strength on today. And we thank you for all things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Beloved, you have been listening to Set Free Live. Set Free Live is brought to you by Women of Power Ministries, and we appreciate what God is doing, and we pray that you will continue to listen in. I'm Apostle Deborah Taylor. It's a blessing and an honor to have been able to share the word of the Lord with you today. We ask that you stay blessed, stay encouraged, amen, stay built up. We pray the blessing of the Lord be yours on today, and we pray, amen, that God will continue to encourage you until we meet again. God bless you is my prayer. Thank you.